receiving reports of power outages and even some avalanche warnings in parts of Colorado. Snow is also hitting Nebraska and Wyoming. As you take a live look right now near the Denver area, there are other areas of the western United States getting as much as 52 inches of snow. Officials with the National Weather Service are calling this a historic and crippling storm. News Nation reporter Rachel Skida is in Denver for us tonight with more.
This winter storm is raging in Denver and across Colorado's Front Range, with heavy snow still coming down and intense wind at times. Take a look where we are right now. You can see just how high this snow is here in the heart of the metro. It's shin deep. And if you look over here at this vehicle, if I can make my way over, these are windshield wiper blades just barely sticking out of this thick packed snow here. This is a heavy wet snow that we're experiencing in Denver. We're talking tens of thousands of people who've been affected by power outages, thousands of canceled flights, and the worst is still to come for some parts of the state. More than 19 inches of snow fell at Denver International Airport as of this afternoon, with more still coming down quickly. More than 1,400 flights canceled in and out of DIA today. All runways are closed, and they are expected to stay closed until about 6 o'clock tonight. Just a nightmare for people trying to get to and from their destinations. There are also some major road closures west and south of the metro. I-70 east and westbound both closed just west of Denver in Morrison, and I-25 closed south of the metro down to Colorado Springs. That I-25 corridor, that's where the worst is still to come as this snow keeps coming down. And as the snow keeps piling up, it is far from over. The foothills could see another foot or so of snow. We're talking areas that have already seen 2 to 3 feet of snow at this point. And in Denver, this storm could crack the top 10 for the biggest in the city's history. In Denver, Rachel Skida, News Nation.